brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are into this third hour of worldwide broadcast. Senatorial candidate Peter Schiff will be joining us. We're going to open the phones up if you'd like to talk to him, 800-259-9231. Look at this Osceola headline. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, out of Iowa. This is out of the Sioux Journal, Sioux City Journal. Federal judge orders county sheriff to issue gun permit. And the article is incredible. To paraphrase it in the interest of time, this person wrote a letter to the editor critical of the government and critical of the sheriff's anti-gun stance. So the sheriff told him in the town, you are banned from getting a gun permit. And see, that's your new gun right, folks, is you go get a permit from the government and then they deny it if they want. That's basically what the Supreme Court ruling has said. But a lower-level federal court has ordered, U.S. District Judge Walter W. Bennett has ordered the county sheriff, Douglas L. Weber, to issue a gun permit to a resident and to complete a college-level course involving the First Amendment. The court finds a tsunami, a maelstrom of avalanche of direct, uncontroverted evidence in Sheriff Weber's own testimony to conclude beyond all doubt that he unquestionably violated the First Amendment right of at least Paul Doerr, Bennett wrote in his ruling. And he told him because he protested once and sent a letter to the editor that he called the gun owner a wacko, delusional, a nut job, a spook, and a narcissist, and just said, I don't allow you to own a gun. This is the government being God. You can't have prior restraint. When somebody commits a crime with a gun, then they're held accountable. I mean, that's the essence of freedom. We've seen Chicago. We've seen New York. We know where they ban guns, crime rates explode. And I've gone over the new Chicago gun law. It's basically impossible to get a gun. And they're calling it your privilege and that they're permitting you to have a gun. That mafia-run city. But overall, I guess the ruling's good, and then it does say that at least there is some right to own firearms in this country. Shifting gears into another subject, governors voiced grave concerns over immigration. New York Times, in a private meeting with White House officials this weekend, Democratic governors voiced deep anxiety about the Obama administration's suit against Arizona's new immigration law. Now, this has really galvanized people like nothing I've seen, worrying that it could cost a valuable Democrat party that it could cost a vulnerable Democratic Party in the fall elections. While the weak economy dominated the official agenda at the summer meeting here on the National Governors Association, concern over immigration policy pervaded the closed-door session about Democratic governors and White House officials and simmered throughout the three-day event. Because the states know they're going bankrupt. They know there's a crime spree by illegal aliens. They know Mexico's imploded into crime and lawlessness. And they know that it's Democratic voters that are upset as well. But what does the White House say? Oh, well, they're going to sue on racial profiling issues. Even though the law doesn't say racial profiling. It says after first contact for suspicion of another crime, drunk driving, speeding, whatever it is, if you don't have an ID and you're an illegal alien, they're going to arrest you for that, too. Now, that's what the stinking bill says, not what the media hoax says. Just like they have a media hoax saying you're a racist if you're against government-run health care. What does that have to do with it? Nothing. Holder floats possibility of racial profiling suit on top of the new suit. U.S. might launch second suit against Arizona immigration law, Holder says. This is only illustrating to everybody that we have a government involved in high treason against the Republic. And they are not going to get away with it. And that is such exciting news that they're being forced to come out in the open and show everybody just how treacherous and un-American and hateful they are. Our federal government is run by globalists. It is a corporate takeover. They use the United States like a throwaway whore. It's that simple. We'll be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on GCNlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Peter Schiff, running for the U.S. Senate, is our guest. He, of course, is a businessman, financial commentator, economic advisor to Ron Paul's 2008 presidential campaign and 2010 candidate for the United States Senate in the state of Connecticut. And Peter Schiff, it's good to have you here with us for the balance of the hour.
Thanks, Alex, for having me on.
Well, so much has happened, so much has developed in the last 8-9 months since we last had you on. Before we get into your run for the Senate, as a guy who's predicted what would happen in the economy, break down what you see happening.
Well, unfortunately, the politicians who poisoned the well with their subsidies and regulations and cheap money, the government stimulus is simply more of the problem. You know, we got into this economic mess because we stimulated the economy with low interest rates and government guarantees. Consumers spent too much money because of government subsidies. We bought houses and cars that we couldn't afford. We imported products that we couldn't afford. The government spent money it didn't have. That's how we dug our way into this hole. And now they're threatening to turn it into the Grand Canyon of holes. You know, they're trying to re-stimulate the problem, and they are succeeding. We're now deeper into debt than we were before. The government is much larger than it was. It's distorting the economy with even more regulations. We've given the Fed more power. We've given FHA more power, Fannie and Freddie more power. We are enshrining future bailouts into law now. Instead of admitting we shouldn't have bailed out anybody, now we're committing future taxpayers to endless Wall Street bailouts. We've done everything wrong. And I think we're now teetering on the brink of a depression, not because the government didn't do enough, but because it did too much. I think it's going to be an inflationary depression. And, you know, I want to be in Washington to put an end to it before it's too late.
Well, I mean, Peter, Ron Paul, myself, many others get called conspiracy theorists when we read IMF World Bank plans going back 20 years to establish a global currency where this private group of banks set the value of currencies worldwide, where we pay carbon taxes to them. Now that's all out in the open, and the very same big central banks and the very same governments that have bankrupted our economy, that have created $600 trillion or more in fraudulent derivatives, they're now saying we've got to raise all these taxes. The IMF saying we've got to raise the income tax. They're saying we've got to have a value-added tax. We've got to cut Social Security. We don't need to cut any of that if we just cut government, spending and bailouts to bankers. But my issue is the budget gets bigger, but then we've got to supposedly have austerity at the same time.
I don't think that our leaders are smart enough to have conspired to cause this. I think it's their own incompetence that did it, and their own, all they care about is their own reelection. And so to further their own political campaigns, careers, they do things that are detrimental to the country. But they certainly take advantage of a crisis, even if they're the ones that caused it. So I know that Barack Obama and his buddies in Washington are a bunch of socialists. They don't think the market works anyway. And when their policies destroy it, they take credit. They basically say it's capitalism that doesn't work, it's freedom that doesn't work, and it's solution is more government. So they certainly don't waste a crisis. It's like they set a fire and then they go to put it out with gasoline. And when it gets bigger, they take credit for trying to put it out, but then they pour more gasoline on it. So it's great for them because it means more government, more bureaucracy. We surrender more of our liberties. The weaker the economy gets, the more poverty government creates, the bigger the role for government in their eyes. And the only way that we can end this cycle is for someone to go to Washington and take away the gasoline and let's, and then the fire can go out.
Well, Peter, I agree with you on that point. But, I mean, there is some organization to this. We see the Timberwolf emails where they're saying this stuff is crap, but let's sell it to our customers, and then we'll make money on both sides of it. We see Rahm Emanuel saying don't let a good crisis go to waste. We know Washington wants to bankrupt the states so they can just further federalize them. I mean, they know that.
Well, that's what they're doing with health care. I mean, they have set up this new Obamacare. Basically, what this is going to do ultimately is destroy private health care. It's going to destroy the insurance industry because it can't work. And then when the whole thing falls apart, they're going to say, we need a single-payer plan. I mean, the government gets in and creates the problem. It's destined to fail. It's like the camel's nose under the tent. And that's what this thing is. It's the camel's nose of socialized medicine.
Well, sure, and then they screw up healthcare even more, and their answer is more government to fix it.
Right, of course, the only reason that healthcare is so expensive is because of all the government involvement. If we actually had a free market in healthcare the way we do in, let's say, cell phones or laptop computers or stuff like that, if we had a free market with market forces and competition and the federal government stayed out of it, healthcare would be getting less expensive every year. We wouldn't even have a healthcare crisis, just like we don't have crisis in computers, They would be getting less expensive. People would have more health care for less. It'd be great. But the government comes in with their subsidies and their mandates and their rules and regulations, and it prevents the free market from working. So instead of market forces bringing prices down, you have government bureaucracy forcing prices up.
Well, Peter, look at Obama. He got conservatively four times the Wall Street money John McCain did. Wall Street has gotten trillions of dollars in the aggregate out of these bailouts from that. And, my whole issue is a lot of the interest on Wall Street want crony capitalism.
Oh,
they want to deal with the government. So when people say Obama's a socialist, I agree that, his wife and Hillary and all these people and Kagan wrote their thesis on socialism, and they themselves are socialists, but the big banks and the big, monopoly men, they want a socialist model to socialize our wealth and then give it to them.
Wall Street is not just monolithic. I mean, I am part of Wall Street, and I didn't want a single bailout. I wanted those firms to fail. There are a lot of smaller firms that are not politically connected that don't benefit from the bailouts and the Largress, but you have a handful of large firms that basically have bought their way into the government, and I blame the government more than I blame the businesses. I mean, yeah, sure, they're trying to make a buck, and the fact that we have a corrupt government that they can bribe, you know, it's the fault of the government.
No, I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. Corporate corruption needs a big government to give them government power to engage in market rigging and oligopolies.
If we take away the power from the bureaucrats, then there's no reason to try to bribe them because they have nothing to give you. And you've got this conspiracy. It's not really a conspiracy, but it's a cooperation between big government and Wall Street, and it's bleeding the country dry. And it's got to end, and it starts with the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is feeding these companies cheap money. They make riskless profits. You've got government backstopping everything. So when they can make all these risky bets, and when the bets pay off, they win. And when the bets lose, they win again because we bail them out. That is the problem. And it's not going to stop until we change the players in Washington, until we send a senator there that can't be bought.
And we're going to talk about your campaign and how people can get involved in that here in a moment. But going back to this for a minute, I totally agree with you. Government is the main vector. Government is what allows this to happen. My only issue is I found with the left, if you go out and explain to them that the health care plan was written by a consortium of insurance companies to lower care and raise taxes and ensure that 30-something million people had to buy overpriced cruddy care from their plans, I mean, the left is now actually starting to discover that. I'm seeing them go, what? I don't get a free lunch. I don't get some free health care. This doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. This does set up these federal panels that cut the quality of care, I mean, that do lead to death panels. I mean, I just see it when we approach it from the classic libertarian perspective, it doesn't seem to telegraph through because it's so nuanced. I mean, here's another example.
Here you've got an industry that is now, through government force, compelling people to buy their products, whether they want them or not. I mean, what the beauty of the free market is a business has to win me as a customer. I have to voluntarily buy their product, which means I have to want it. I have to think it's better than the competition. Now you have the government saying, no, you've got no choice. You've got to buy this, no matter how crappy it is. You
know? All right. Now I want to get into your campaign and get your stance on issues for listeners out there so they know where you come from, because most people know who you are, but some may not. But going back to the banking reform bill, even the head of the Texas Banking Association wrote a story a few months ago breaking it down. He said the big mega banks that created the derivatives, that have a sweetheart deal with the government, who have almost every regulatory position, they have written this to shut us down and take us over and take down smaller Wall Street firms. Ron Paul concurred here 2 weeks ago on the show saying that's exactly what it does. But the media is running a hoax saying, oh, this banking reform bill, it's going to get J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. What's your take on that?
No, absolutely not. I mean, there's no way that's going to happen. I mean, I know that whenever Wall Street screws up and they get their buddies in government to write regulations, it punishes the smaller firms that compete with them. You see, these big firms like Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan, they have economies of scale. They don't care how much rules and regulations. They have an army of lawyers on staff. They got, you know, they can handle it. It's little firms like me. You know, my compliance costs have gone through the roof. I now have an 8-person compliance department, whereas 10 years ago, I did it all myself. You know, and I'm spending millions of dollars a year on compliance. It is worthless. The Patriot Act has killed me. The anti-money laundering stuff. This, you know, it is. I've now been turned into an unpaid IRS informant spying on all my customers. It costs me a fortune to do it, and I hate to do it. But if I don't do it, they're going to shut me down, and I can't even be in business anymore. But all the stuff that happened in the NASDAQ bubble, the Sarbanes-Oxley, the rules that we got after, I didn't participate in any of those problems. Yet I had to bear the costs of all the screw ups in the big firms. That's what's going to happen again. All this is going to do is add more unnecessary rules and regulations that add costs, that put up barriers to
entry. And it's all going to be selectively enforced because the big six banks literally have all the regulators as their former alumni.
In their back pocket, just like Bernie Madoff did. He had all these guys bought off. He married off, you know, his daughter to one of the regulators, and they bribed these guys. But, yeah, I mean, a lot of firms aren't going to get started. A lot of smaller firms are going to go out of business because they can't survive the regulatory onslaught. And all of this is music to the ears of these big, too-big-to-fail firms that are going to get a lot bigger. bigger and make a lot more money off the backs of the American people.
Yeah, this is Veritas. That's the heart of it. And you explain that to some socialist liberal, they'll actually understand that. We'll be right back with Peter Schiff, our guest running for Senate in Connecticut. Stay with us.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea.
The testimonials are incredible!
And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Nikki Z, Doug Casey, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family. These difficult times, the fall of America and the Western world, and www.thefallofamerica.net, or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net, or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
ShiffForSenate.com is the website. We've got it up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. And of course, his big claim to fame is Ron Paul's main presidential advisor for his presidential campaign on the economy. And he, of course, predicted a lot of what has now unfolded. I want to, before he leaves us, got another 35 minutes left with him, get back into how he sees the situation with the economy unraveling. I mean, they're now starting to admit we're in a depression, not just a double dip recession. So we'll get his take on that. In fact, let's just get your take more on the economy right now, because that's what you're really an expert on. Where do you see things going? I mean, they're now not just calling it a double dip recession.
Well, I've been calling it a depression since it began, and it's going to be an inflationary depression. That's going to make it that much more depressing for most Americans. And it's not because of reasons, but Paul Krugman is saying. He says we're going to have a depression because the government isn't doing enough. It's doing too much. That's why we're going to have a depression. The government is starving the economy of the resources that it needs to grow and produce and provide employment opportunities. You see, we can't try to return to the way things were while the bubble was inflating. That was the problem. We have to return to an economy based on underconsumption, savings, production, capital investment, entrepreneurship. But that can't be that happened as long as the government is stimulating. The government is trying to get us to spend more. Well, we're broke. You know, all the stimulus is, well, get Americans to buy more cars. We can't even afford the cars we own. We have, big, buy more houses. Why? We bought too many houses. You know, we're not in trouble because we didn't spend enough. We're in trouble because we didn't save enough. We spent too much. So we've got to save our money so that businesses can invest and grow the economy. But the government won't let that happen. The government is borrowing everything. You know, people say the banks aren't loaning. They're sitting on the money. They are loaning it. They're loaning it to the government. They're borrowing from the Federal Reserve at practically nothing and then buying treasuries and earning a spread on money they don't even have. But the credit is funding the growth of government, which is undermining our economy. It's making our economy less productive, less able to compete. It's destroying opportunities.
Well, Peter, I mean, you say that they don't know what they're doing, but when California raised taxes in the last few years and tax receipts went down, that's 101. They know Kennedy cut taxes in certain brackets up to 50% in 61 and tax receipts doubled. They know carbon taxes kill jobs. They know every government job takes two private sector jobs. They know green jobs in Spain stalled their economy. So what's their answer? More government, more taxes.
Right. Well, as I said before, you know, they do. The government wants to perpetuate poverty and dependency because that's how they feed. They're like a parasite. That's what they live off of, our misery, because if they can keep us broke, then they can keep getting our votes. If they can dole out money that we depend on, then they can have our votes, because you're going to vote against anybody who wants to take away that free lunch. But the reality is, without all this government help, we'd all be better off. It's like Harry Brown used to say, the government is an expert at crippling you, then handing you a crutch and saying, see, without me, you couldn't walk.
Well, you did say 4 or 5 years ago we were going into a depression. You did say 2.5 years ago this is a depression. So you've been dead on. So I'm asking you, sir, with your own financial planning, with your own research, where do you see America in 6 months, a year out, 2 years out? How bad is this depression going to get?
Well, you know, right now we're still drinking the government alcohol, the stimulus alcohol. So for a while, you know, we don't feel the ill effects of what we're doing as we go deeper into debt. But I think sometime soon, I don't know if it's in 6 months or a year or two, but we're going to see a collapse in the dollar. You know, we just saw a downgrade today of U.S. government debt by rating agencies in China. We're going to start to see an aversion to U.S. government debt around the world, and the dollar's going to plunge, interest rates are going to soar, and then this recession is going to kick into, or depression, a higher gear. And at that point, the government's going to be forced with a very, very uncomfortable choice to create massive inflation or default on its promises. And my fear is that we will choose the inflation route because it's more politically expedient, and then we will have runaway inflation. We will destroy the value of our money, and we will create misery on a scale never experienced before in this country, something worse than our grandparents endured during the Great Depression. And we don't have a lot of time to head this off. I mean, otherwise, I wouldn't be running for the United States Senate. If I didn't think the situation was that dire, believe me, there are better things I could do with my time than try to convince 99, senators, to change course.
Well, I want to talk about the campaign. Give us some of the key dates coming up for you to be able to win the Senate in Connecticut.
Well, the big key date is the primary, which is August 10th. If I don't win the Republican primary, then I'm not part of the election. I'm not going to run as an independent or a libertarian. If I can't win the Republican nomination, I'm not going to run. And so it's a three-person race right now. I'm in third, but, I can win. I mean, if you look at the polls, My favorables are 10 times my unfavorables. Nobody else is close. The only reason I'm not winning is because enough people don't know who I am. The people who know who I am overwhelmingly support me. So that's where your audience can help out. There's two things that they can
do. Stay there. Well, long segment coming up with Peter Schiff, Schiff4Senate.com. We're going to talk about how you can win the Senate from Connecticut when we come back, how we can capture that lightning in a bottle that we saw with Rand Paul. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Peter Schiff is our guest. We're going to take some phone calls for him and also talk about where he stands on issues for people around the country that want to support him, and also people in Connecticut. This key primary coming up, and we see anti-incumbent candidates being elected everywhere, winning primaries, winning special elections. We're going to talk about the political realignment in a moment, and we'll talk about some of Peter Schiff's views. But I wanted to hit a few headlines here. This is a Paul Joseph Watson story up at GCNlive.com. Former contractor, BP not interested in cleaning up oil spill. What an amazing story. And we've got that video clip also posted in the article. Former high-level BP contractor, Army Special Operations soldier, Adam Dillon, told a New Orleans television station that British Petroleum is not interested in cleaning up oil spill because the company is run by cutthroat individuals who only care about money. And it goes on from there. That's just one of the stories that's up at GCNlive.com. Another article that's up there dealing with the viral video I put out Thursday. LeBron Nation. Americans hypnotized as country collapses. Program zombies get hysterical about basketball while their future is being destroyed because that's what's valuable to them. They know all about football, basketball, all about Hollywood stars, all about the latest controversy, but nothing about what's happening in this nation. So that's also up at GCNLive.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's also been six killed, four injured, including the gunman, after a shooting spree in Albuquerque company. They say it's not terror-related and that his wife worked there and he previously worked there. So more stress out there in society. Our prayers go out to those that have been killed. Okay, Peter, I'd like to run through your where you stand. But first off, your chance of winning. We've seen a lot of Patriot type candidates come from nowhere and win. And we see, again, everywhere, whether it's Specter or the person that Rand Paul was running against being a neocon or whatever, we see these establishment people losing to Patriots everywhere in almost every primary or special election we've seen. So I think that's why your candidacy is extremely viable. What's your view on that?
I think I'm very viable if people know me. My story is very compelling. I mean, if you go to the website shiffforsenate.com and just watch the four-minute video, Who is Peter Schiff, that's on the home page. I mean, as people find my story, the one guy that was warning about the financial crisis on television, nobody would listen to him. Everybody laughed at him. I mean, it's perfect. We have an economic crisis on our hands, yet the people who caused it are still in charge. Why not send one of the only people that predicted it to Washington? My business background, I mean, it makes perfect sense. That's why when people know about me, they support me. But, the Republican Party establishment is afraid of my winning this campaign. So they're doing whatever they can to try to marginalize me, to ignore me in the campaign. But, you know, it's a small state. There's only going to be about, let's say, 100,000 people who are going to vote in the Republican primary. And, you know, we can get to those people. You know, there's two ways that people that are listening to this show can help me. One, they can go to shiffforsenate.com and make a donation. We need a lot of money now to be able to afford the media that we need to win in the closing weeks of the primary. So I need donations. So you can donate personally. You can talk to your friends about donating. But if you're, you know, once you've donated all that you can, if you can donate some of your time every day for the next month to my phone banking system. Right on the front page of my website, there's a big Liberty Bell that flashes back and forth for filing. If you click on that and follow the instructions, you can phone bank. You can call an 800 number from a landline, and then it's totally free. All the long-distance charges are taken by the campaign, and you don't even have to dial. The program will dial for you, and it's only dialing registered Republicans in the state of Connecticut. And if the voicemail picks up, you just push a button, and it will leave a message from me about my campaign. If a live person answers, then you just talk. You tell them about Peter Schiff, and then you go on to the next call. There are some people, one person made over 800 calls themselves on Saturday. You know, I'm giving out prizes every day, free autographed copies of my book for the people who make the most calls. Yesterday's winner made 310 calls. But on Saturday, we had over 400 people. We made over 6,000 calls to registered Republicans. My goal is to have 1,000 people making an average of 50 calls a day. That would be 50,000 calls a day. We would call every single registered Republican several times. And so we can win this thing. And if I win the nomination, I can win the general election. It will be a huge publicity for me to come from behind, to beat the establishment, to beat Linda McMahon's money. And Dick Blumenthal, who's our attorney general, he's vulnerable. I can beat that guy, especially if I debate him. You know, we had a debate initially when the three of us were there, and I beat everybody so badly, the press said that I won. Nobody came in second. Nobody will debate me anymore.
Well, let me throw out some quick questions. I want to go to calls in the time we have here, Peter. But so people basically get where you stand on things. But let me bring up the toughest issue first. But I want to add the caveat up front. I have watched the mainstream media, who loved having you on about economics, ignore your Senate campaign because they are scared of you. And you have been for abolishing the Federal Reserve, and that's why I like you and support you, and I think you're a great mind. Now, expanding on that, and I know your family going back years has done important work fighting this whole corrupt system, but expanding on that, I think it hurts you 6-8 months ago, and perhaps now you'd like to fill my listeners in on this, when you said, this is where we think those weapons are. You need to let our inspectors in there. If they don't let us in, we just blow the place up. speaking about Iran and reported weapon sites. So, I mean, obviously, you don't have to be a carbon copy of Ron Paul for people to support. His son is a bit more hawkish than he is. I would say you're a lot more hawkish from the statements I've seen, but perhaps those are out of context because people really don't want to have a war with Iran that could lead to World War III. And so people love you on economics and love you on the Bill of Rights. And your stance there, a lot of people that were really hot on your campaign, you know, and they called me wanting me to bash you. I didn't do it. You know, I've been neutral on this because I know you are better than the people that are, you know, running against you right now. And so I understand this isn't a perfect world. I mean, I wouldn't be a perfect candidate.
The main problem that Ron Paul had in the campaign, and I think, again, you know, I think the criticism was not warranted of Ron, but they were like, I love him on the economy, but I just can't vote for him because he's too, his defense. His national security. So I've got to win a Republican primary, so I can't appear as if I don't want any national defense, okay? And what I said in that one interview, again, and people spun it all out of proportion, they said, what? The guy gave me a hypothetical question. What if Iran was developing nuclear weapons? What would you do if they had nuclear weapons? I said, well, first, I want to verify that they actually have them, all right? I mean, if they have nuclear weapons, we need to find some method of diplomacy to verify if our intelligence is accurate. Is Iran building nuclear weapons? If they are building nuclear weapons, that is something that I, as an American, take as a serious threat. I do not think that we should allow Iran to build nuclear weapons. And what I said is if diplomacy fails and we have credible intelligence that says here is a facility where they are developing nuclear weapons, I am not against using a military action to neutralize that facility, to bomb that facility. I said I am not in favor of invading and occupying the country. I don't want to do that, but I do want to use our might to prevent a nuclear weapon from being developed in a potential hostile part of the world. I don't want to wait for them to launch it and watch millions of people die and then retaliate. If we can simply and decisively and surgically remove that kind of threat, then that's what we need to do. And that's what Americans want. They don't want their leaders to sit by and watch an atomic bomb be built by Iran and wait for them to drop it in an American city and then do something. We can act preventively to protect ourselves. But I don't want to build an empire. I want to end the wars in Iraq and Iran. I want to bring our troops home from Western Europe and Japan. I want national defense to be the top priority of the federal government, but I want to spend a lot less money through the Defense Department because I think it's all a bunch of pork.
Well, Peter,
most of the stuff that we're doing
Peter, that's all,
is less safe.
I mean, that's very eloquently said. The issue is we have a federal government that lied to us about WMDs in Iraq premeditatedly, yellow cake, aluminum tubes. So we've seen all this before, and now
remember, Alex, I was against in real time going into Iraq. I criticized the President Bush for going into Iraq.
Peter, I understand that. What I'm trying to get across to you, and I know you're a smart guy, but for the audience to hear this as well, is that now we have a lot of Republicans coming out saying Afghanistan is Obama's war. We have the head of the Republican Party, Steele, saying that. We have Rohrabacher saying that most House Republicans think we shouldn't have gone to Iraq now. I'm just simply saying that I think Ron Paul's right about Iran, and even if they were to get a nuclear weapon, which their system is peaceful, that we then if they were to attack us, we turn them into a glass parking lot. We don't just sit there and say, well, just because we think you're developing a nuke, we're going to blow your factory up. Again, I understand you wouldn't be the president if you were in the Senate. And certainly the system is ignoring you or attacking you, so that shows that they don't want you to be senator. That's why I've got you here and I support you. I'm just telling you that I will probably be attacked, you know, for saying Peter Schiff is better than these other candidates, and so I was putting that out there on the table because I am against attacking Iran. I mean, I am against preemptive strikes on countries.
Peter wants to invade Iran. I don't want to attack Iran. The question was, if we knew for sure that they were developing a nuclear weapon, would I be in favor of stopping that from happening? And the answer is yes. I don't think a nuclear Iran is something that we should allow. Now, Ron Paul's position is, look, the Soviet Union had all these nukes, and they didn't fire them because they were more rational, all right? The terrorists are not rational. They're willing to die for a cause. They don't care if we fire back. It's not like mutually assured destruction. They don't care if they get destroyed. And so if we're going to say, okay, yes, I think we should take action, if we know for sure that they're developing a nuclear weapon, obviously they're developing it to use it.
But Peter, we have a government that lied to us.
If somebody doesn't want to support support me. And they'd rather have Linda McMahon, or they'd rather have Dick Blumenthal, who are going to be far, far worse, who are going to be for preemptive wars, and who are going to help destroy this country. See, that's the thing. You're never going to find a candidate that you can agree with on 100% of the issues. If you find somebody that you agree with 99 out of 100, you're going to say, oh, here's one thing I disagree with. Oh, I'm not going to support him at all. I mean, that's crazy.
No, I agree with you, but Peter, you're a well-spoken, intelligent guy who's made a lot of accurate predictions, and I'm only saying that with the grassroots, with the Ron Paul base, I think you would have seen the type of Rand Paul-level support if you wouldn't have made that hawkish statement. But I understand your view. I don't agree with it because I can't believe this government to give accurate intelligence. And I agree with Ron Paul on his view about the fact that if we actually tried to be friends with Iran, a government we've overthrown before, and worked with the softliners like they had 5 years ago instead of always trying to start a war with them, that this even wouldn't be an issue.
I'll tell you one thing, though. I would tell you one thing. If I was going to take the position that a nuclear Iran was okay with me, then there'd be no point in my even asking for volunteers because I couldn't win in the state of Connecticut. So if I actually adopted that position, it wouldn't matter how many people worked for my campaign, I couldn't get elected. So people have to decide. Is there enough positive things? I want to go there and shut down the government. I want to stop the deficit spending. I want to restore sanity. You know, I don't want to see this country collapse, and that's what I'm going to do. And if people are going to say, "Gee, Peter's some kind of warmonger," I mean, if you think I'm going to Washington to start a war, I mean, you're crazy.
Well, Peter, nobody. Look, I'm not saying that. And
I know, but I know there were some people that did, and your implication is, "Gee, I would have had a lot more support if it wasn't for that." Well, you know, if I'd have answered, if I'd have come out for what they want, as I said, there'd be no reason to support me because I couldn't win. And so, you know, what do we want? A hollow victory?
I think the statement is if Iran developed nuclear weapons and there was provable intelligence that they were going to try to deploy it and were putting out rhetoric like they would use it, you know, then, and I think people would understand that more than just saying blow the place up. But I understand.
I didn't say blow the place up. I didn't say blow the country up. You can blow up the facility, drop leaflets, tell people to get out of there.
No, I was just reading your quote. I understand you're saying the place with the weapons, but I was quoting, just blow the place up. I don't mean Iran.
It's weird, and that's if we know that they're there. It's such a, I'm trying to do the absolute minimum, and then there are people that say, oh, no, we don't even want to do that. We want to wait until Iran actually drops a nuclear weapon, smuggles it into a major American city, murders millions of people, and then we'll respond. That is not a credible policy for a Senate candidate, I don't think.
Peter, let's
vote for me, and I'll allow a nuclear weapon to be blown up in your backyard. I don't think that's the path to victory.
I'm not saying. Well, look.
But believe me, that's what my opponents would say if that was my position.
No, I understand. I was just getting the issue out there because, I mean, as you know, that was raised quite a bit. And so I hope you beat those other candidates. That's why we've got you here. I think. You'd be a great guy to really push through the audit of the Fed, and I'd love to see you grilling them in banking committee meetings. It'd be wonderful, and I think you've got a shot at it, so people should certainly support. I just would be remiss if I didn't raise that. Let's jam in a few calls here, and then at the end I want to ask you about your view on the Arizona situation and the borders. Let's talk to Ken in California. Go ahead, Ken. You're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you, Alex. This is my question. Walmart had record profits for several years. And they got sued by counties all over the United States because they would provide no health insurance for 90% of their workers. Then, after this health care bill came out, all these lawsuits have been disappeared or dropped. And here's my question. Would you be willing to write a bill that overturns the health care bill? And would you be willing to, like, investigate a company like Walmart that's has caused all this debt to these counties because they're making their workers go to the county?
Well, Walmart's had unfair trade advantage with its inside deals with China. That's where the issue is. What would you do with health care, Peter Schiff?
Well, first of all, writing a bill to repeal it is useless at this point because it's not going to get passed and Obama's not going to sign it. What I want to do is defund it. I want to I want to lead the filibuster in the Senate against raising the debt ceiling. That's something that I can do, and if I can convince 40 other Republicans to stand with me and refuse to sign an increase in the debt ceiling, then the borrowing stops. And if they can't borrow,
and no more bailouts, and no more bailouts. I mean, you pledge
well,
no more bailouts.
No more bailouts either. There's no more any. If right now the government is borrowing 60 cents, you know, it collects a dollar in taxes, it spends $1.60. So 60 cents of every $1.60 is borrowed. So if I can stop them from raising the debt ceiling, they can't spend that 60 cents.
All right, got to jam in another call. Ian in England, you're on the air with Peter Schiff.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Good to speak to you. And Mr. Schiff, one of the things, I mean, I was going to broaden it out more regarding the dollar obviously being the international monetary system. And what influence do you think that there's going to be with regard to that? Because it took two world wars to break Britain from as being the international reserve currency.
Yeah, that's a good question. What happens when we lose the dollar as the world reserve currency?
Oh, I mean, it's not a question of can we, it's just when we, and, you know, will it happen next year and 2 years from now? You know, it's going to happen. I mean, we became the world's reserve currency because the dollar was backed by gold, because we were the world's biggest creditor nation, we had the least amount of government regulations and the lowest taxes, we were flooding the world with investment capital and manufactured goods. I mean, we have nothing in common with the America that was able to secure the dollar as a world reserve currency. We're now the world's biggest debtor, we have huge trade deficits, current account deficits, we have no domestic...
So saying, how do you see it dying?
It's going to die because the world central bank stops supporting it. I mean, people, they won't buy our debt anymore. It's coming. We are living in the final days of the dollar's reserve currency. I just said, I don't know how many days.
Stay there, Peter. Final segment with Peter Schiff. More calls straight ahead.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
Okay, I'm going to throw out four or five questions with one-line answers. Then we're going to take a few final calls with Peter Schiff. Coming up on the next hour, I'm going to get into all the military takeover drills, Marines on the streets of L.A. This is mainstream news, MSNBC. That's coming up in the next hour. But right now, going back to Peter Schiff. Peter, where do you stand on the borders and on Arizona?
Well, you know, I think protecting the borders is one of the few things the federal government should be doing, and it's not doing it because it's doing so many things that it shouldn't be doing. So I do want to crack down on illegal immigration, but I want to make it easier for people who want to work to immigrate into the country. But, you know, I'm more concerned about emigration. I think if we don't do the right thing, waves and waves of Americans are going to be fleeing the country to escape oppressive taxation, regulation, and inflation. And I want to make sure that young Americans stay here and don't leave the country.
Well, Mexico needs to fix its house instead of letting their whole system collapse into the United States. I mean, this is ridiculous. The Second Amendment, where do you stand on that?
I stand right behind it. And, you know, it's not about hunting and it's not about a militia. It's about preserving liberty, keeping the government in check. Americans need to be armed, to preserve liberty and, of course, for crime. I mean, if you have gun control, all you do is take the guns away from law-abiding citizens and you empower the criminals because they know they're victims are defenseless.
Chef4Senate.com. Our websites are Infowars.com. Don't forget the new film, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, that has solutions to take our states and county sheriffs back with myself, Sheriff Mack, and many others, available at Infowars.com. And your purchase of the films also finances this entire operation. Let's take a few final calls for Peter Schiff with quick questions and quick answers. Chris in Colorado wants to know your take on America's situation. I think we already kind of covered that, but real fast question, Chris.
Hey, quick question. If you had 15 seconds to address Americans to capture their attention, what would you do?
Stop the spending. We can't stimulate the economy until we shrink the government. We've got to preserve the Constitution, restore freedom, restore liberty, embrace the principles that made us wealthy. Don't follow the principles that impoverished other nations.
Let's go ahead. Thank you, caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Illinois. He has a question about mortgages. Go ahead, Jim.
Yes, Peter.
Yes.
I'm sick of the old battle cry of people that got mortgages they couldn't afford. I was able to afford mine. That was 10 years ago. My income has been cut in half. I'm self-employed. I don't get unemployment insurance. That's a big niche you haven't addressed. I haven't heard anyone address. What am I supposed to do?
About what?
Where do I turn?
Well, we're not saying you deserve to lose your mortgage. I mean, there's too many taxes.
I mean, first of all, we got to get the government out of the mortgage business. People should not be buying houses that they can't afford. And if you need a government to guarantee the mortgage, then you can't afford that house. You know, if you don't have a 20% down payment, you can't afford that house. We need to have a free market in housing.
Well, government money in housing, Peter, as you know, is what drove up prices.
Yes, I know. We got to get the government out of that. We need no more subsidies. You know, we have to have a free market in housing. And, of course, it's going to mean lower housing prices, which is going to benefit people who want to buy houses because they'll be a lot less expensive.
Yeah, Jim, the answer is if they wouldn't have put these trillions of dollars in a government money, you wouldn't have had all the flipping of houses and your house wouldn't be too expensive. I appreciate your call. Matthew in Canada, last caller. Quick question for Peter Schiff.
Yes, hello, Mr. Schiff. My question is I'm a Canadian citizen, and I was just wondering, how do you see the state of the Canadian economy given the fact that the American economy is going down the drain?
I think it's much better. You know, I've invested quite a bit of money in Canadian securities. I think Canada kind of got its fiscal house in order over a decade ago when they were having some problems. It's not a paradise up there in Canada, but compared to us, they are. And I think, you know, we're having problems with immigration from south of our border. Pretty soon the Canadians are going to have the same problem with Americans. But I think that they will embrace us. I think as American refugees flee America for freer planes up in Canada, I think they will welcome Americans. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of Americans are going to find, Canada to be their home. I mean, it's a little colder up there.
Yeah, we're out of time. Canada is rated number one in the world right now for economies, but that doesn't mean much when it's a worldwide depression. Peter Schiff, I appreciate you joining us. We'll talk to you again right ahead of the election coming up in August.
And don't forget, Schiff4Senate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.